listen to Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
It's good to be able to come right back home to you today with a beautiful message of Something to Believe In. Well, today we're going to have to do things just a little bit different. As you notice, our throat is pretty hoarse. We've dealt with sinus or some kind of a problem. But anyhow, I thought we would just come on and tell you what's going on with us today. And then Martha and I do some songs that I know that you will like. So today's broadcast, that's what we're going to do, just play you some songs and let you know that we're thinking about you. Well, let's get started with this song here that I've been doing for quite a while. It says, Call Me Gone.
Call me a dreamer, cause I call with mine. Heaven, I don't care. Call me crazy, for I'm so homesick for it. Yet I have never been there. Call me a stranger, cause that's all I am. I know I don't belong. Call me anything, but when he calls me, call me gone. Yes, call me gone. I'll be leaving. Call me gone. You'll be grieving if you left here without Jesus to call on. Just call me gone. There's no more heartaches. Call me gone. That's all it takes for me to hear him call.
Smart enough one day to let Jesus Christ become the Lord of my life, and I called it quits a whole lot of sin. And because of that commitment, well, some folks think I'm funny. They laugh, call me foolish, let them go ahead and laugh. Because you see, that don't really bother me at all. For even a fool can see the shape this world's in, she's just about to fall. But as long as I let Jesus call the shots, why, I got nothing to worry about. And when that gold is called up yonder, don't you call me, because I'll not be here, because I'm going to be gone. Just call me gone. Oh, I'll be leaving. Call me gone. You'll be grieving if you left here without Jesus to call on. Just call me gone. There's no more heartache.
Coming through, I would miss him. heaven for the world. A mansion waits for me inside those gates of pearl. I'd gladly trade this world's glory for the one that's waiting for me. I would miss heaven for the world. Someday when I get to my home, I'll stand before his throne. I'll join his children in a song. Sing about his amazing grace. How sweet to sing it to his face. Heaven is the place where I belong. I would miss heaven for the world. A mansion waits for me inside those gates of pearl. I'd gladly trade this world's glory for the one that's waiting for me. I would miss heaven for the world.
Heaven for the world. I want to send that out to Eddie Kendall. We appreciate your letter, Eddie, that we received, and we appreciate the good work that you're doing in your church. And also, let's remember Jack and Mary Ellison, who's been under the weather. Seems like a lot of folks have had this flu or sinus or what it is, but we've been having a bout with it. Martha's been having a bout with it also. And I suppose there's much sickness in our land today, so there's a whole lot to pray about. Let's go right back right now and do another beautiful song. This was called The City Limits of Heaven, as Martha does it.
Some wonderful day, we're leaving for glory. We're going where time and eternity meet. We may see a sign, city limits of heaven. Prepare for a change. To enter the game.
The city is good. There's nothing but happiness. The presence of Christ abounds everywhere. On top of a hill and down by the river. Someday
I will join.
This next song, especially just for the shut-in people. Martha doing a beautiful song, Wonderful Peace. The only real peace. Like preaching this morning, but I do feel that I need to read the Word of God to you. Maybe you're there and you haven't had an opportunity to read it, or you know there's something beautiful about hearing the Word of God. In one of the old familiar scriptures in John 14, it said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe you also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare that place for you, I will come again, and I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" And Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. And no man cometh unto the Father except through by me." Aren't those great words of strength and courage today? Do you believe in God? Then believe in Jesus Christ, because there is comfort in believing.
Looking out over life's troubled sea,
Especially for my friend Harry and also Armetta, the old ship of Zion. Well, I got the wrong song in the tape, didn't I? Well, I'm kind of famous for doing that. And that was kind of a comeback on that other song that we normally do on there with Miss Heaven for the World. But we'll just give it a kind of second or two here and let it kind of cue on up here to the next song. But we do appreciate you. And the reason we're not preaching today is our throat is just a little bit too raw. We're going to kind of take it easy and just play you some songs. Here it is, One Day at a Time.
I'm only human. I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be, all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Help me today do everything that I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Help me today, show me the way, one day at a time.
Or do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, as you're looking below, worse now than then. They're pushing and shoving, it's crowding my mind.
During this broadcast that we're just kind of playing some songs. We are having some problem with our throat, with sinus and cold, so we thought we'd just kind of play a few songs Martha and I sing, and they're songs that you requested and I know you're enjoying. Hey, would you help us on the broadcast? We seem like this are kind of getting just a little bit behind, and we're going to have to try to pull up the gap. I hate to say anything about it, but, you know, when the need is there, then we need to mention it, because the Bible said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. And, you know, I know that there's people in the radio audience that want to help in this radio ministry because it's very valuable and very important to you, because there's many shut-in people who sit home and say that this is their worship time. And I appreciate that. Oh, there's other preachers on the radio and other singers and other things, but I'm just glad that you've opened your homes to convalescent places, maybe in the penitentiaries, I don't know, maybe going through a terrible divorce, maybe going through a terrible sickness, maybe death has just invaded your ranks, we don't know, but we're so glad that God's allowed me to kind of touch along with you and you touch along with me, and it's your finances to keep this broadcast going. I have worked in radio ministry for almost as long as I've been in the, have been a Christian and been preaching, and I've been on the radio. It's always been a ministry of faith. God's always put us where we need to be. And, you know, when you turned us on this morning, one lady said, oh, I was so excited just when I heard the title, Something to Believe In, because I was in my lowest ebb, and at that time I needed something to believe in. So help us if you can. Let's go back now and hear another song. He can calm the troubled waters of your soul.
Give me your
Take your flow, heart, make you whole.
Yes, sir. Aren't you glad for that? You got somebody can calm the troubled waters. So I want to thank Barry Harper and also Carl Van Stavern, Daniel Martin, and Virginia Bostick. They've been so good to help me during my time that we've had our problem. We're just not pushing back real fast, but we're doing much better. And Dan Arbogast will be filling the pulpit at Rock Camp this Sunday morning at 9. And then at 10 o'clock, he will be at Linside. And then Pat Boone will be taking care of Red Sulphur. So we will be back in the pulpit very soon and preaching back to the people. We miss that, but we've sometimes just got to back off and take care of ourselves. Let's let Martha do this song called Terry Here.
When Jesus was going away, but as he rose through the clouds, he left them missing. I'll come back for you next Sunday. Carry here a little while, my brother.
Broadcast today. We're thankful that once again you've been allowed us with our voices to reach out across the airways into the homes, the byways, the convalescent places to tell people there is something to believe in, and if God be for you, there's no power that can stand against you. We trust today that everything will be well at their place, and most of all that they are enjoying the many, many blessings of God, because you said it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you, but until we meet you next Sunday by the way of the radio or on stvi.org on the website. If you pick up on us, please just sign the guest book. Like I said, if you want a tape, you need a tape, feel at liberty just to mention it right there, and we'll try to get one out to you. Never sold one. We'll just send it right in your home because we feel that God's given it to us, and we want to give to you. And if you can't help us, we certainly would appreciate it because the ministry is so important to so many people. Oh, we want to remember Ruth and Crawford and her husband today, and we certainly do appreciate that.
We thank you for listening, and you are invited to listen each Sunday at the same time.